On Mondays, we read from your emails, and we start this week with a correction. During our show on the relationship between China and Taiwan last week, a guest made a reference to the English Channel. I mistakenly said the channel is but 9 miles wide. Greg Davis in Baltimore, Maryland, wrote to correct us. He was among many. At its narrowest point from Dover to near Calais, he said, the channel is 21 miles wide. Our apologies for selling short Captain Matthew Webb and the nearly 700 other people who've officially swum the crossing. During our Future of Music program, guest Chris Anderson of Wired Magazine said that with new technology, you can now make music without being a musician by remixing and mashing together existing songs to create new music. And some of our listeners took issue with that statement. You don't have to be a musician anymore. My butt, was the response from Max Allstadt. If you want to be a good remixer or a good mashup artist, you better understand music. Sure, any idiot can make mashups. Any idiot can buy a guitar, too. That doesn't mean we'll want to hear it. Responding to that same program, Andy Asp of Oakland, California, brought an unexplored environmental problem to our attention. As an employee of an independent record label, he writes, I can tell you this about all that self-produced music. Don't send it to us. We get too many submissions, and most of these self-produced CDs will never get listened to. Keep the song online, and let's avoid the ecological nightmare of a million discarded, unheard CDs. Our show on the 16th minute, that moment after your time in the limelight has run out, caused many listeners to write in with their favorite quotes about the downside of fame. A listener named Randall quoted graphic novelist Dave Sims, quote, fame is the price of success, not its reward. Mike Kernel of Memphis pointed us to an excerpt from Marcus Aurelius's Meditations. Mark how hollow are the echoes of applause, how fickle and undiscerning the judgments of professed admirers, and how puny the arena of human fame. And Martin Lassick went to Bob Dylan's Blood on the Tracks and the lyrics of Idiot Win. Now everything's a little upside down. As a matter of fact, the wheels have stopped. What's good is bad. What's bad is good. You find out when you reach the top. You're on the bottom. If you have corrections, comments, or questions for us, you can send them to us. The best way to reach us is by email, and the address is totn@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some guidance on how to pronounce your name.